Feeling what's bubbling today, this morning. And we can let curiosity, as we feel for what's bubbling, in intimacy with our real experience, what's bubbling, we can let curiosity kind of cut away. Just finding space between the thought about and the experience of. Especially being open to feel our thinking about me, about myself. I am a night person. I am a morning person. And letting that sort of building topple. We can even let curiosity reflect a little bit when there's a really strong idea about what or how or who I am. We can take a few moments to actively feel how the opposite is true in some small way. I feel small. Then we can just be open to feel any way that there's connection to big, space, tall, deep, or something other than small. I feel stuck. I am stuck. I'll always be stuck. We can simply feel how what a burden the thought is on top of an alive experience that we actually don't know because we're so in touch with the idea. And so we could actively sometimes, if I think I am so stuck, we could just feel for any sign of any fluidity, any flow, any shift, any change. And then drop the whole project again and feel where maybe there's possibility of even more relaxation, a little bit, a lot. Opening to an inner spring of aliveness. And we can also let the out-breath just have all these ideas about me, about my life, my world, my mind, my patterns, all fall out with the out-breath, one by one. Two by two, landslide. What if the thought isn't true? However much I believe it, what if it isn't true? And then resting inside my skin, letting the body be heaviness itself, spreading wide. Nestling inside like rabbits going to sleep together. In a bed of okayness, already okayness, deep okayness. No matter what okayness. Just that, nestling inside in a bed of okayness or already awareness, as you wish. As if just staying quietly by a small candle. In the night. And the candle may be your lower belly or a hum of aliveness in the background. Or just somewhere that we could lay our head down and mildly disregard all the thinking. Or we could also really feel inside our skin, the skin from the inside, as if we're in a tent and we're just standing up and feeling the tent on us. We can feel the skin. From the inside and then all the way through the many layers of skin. Itself alive already. Itself already in touch with air, ground, clothing, and body, all around it. The lower back, skin, the throat, skin. Between the fingers, the lips, and we could even feel where the lips go from being outside to being inside and feeling the inside skin. In the mouth and throat. Somewhere specific or a more overall feeling of all the skin, all the directions. Or traveling. Adventuring the landscape from the inside, from all the way through. From from the inside all the way through, and then maybe even including the air and ground, clothing, space just around the skin as part of the skin or as part of something we could receive. Simple, whatever's simple, a specific spot, the overall, or moving around. How about being that inside your skin that there's not so much room for the image of the skin or the word skin? Or past experience of skin. Kind of untying this bundle of now from the past, this bundle of experiences, the present. The skin and space around the body. Simple. Maybe some preference towards where it might feel a bit neutral or better, more easygoing, more towards pleasure or neutral. Or maybe just already how you're going, how it's going. Field of cells with all this living. This cell business taking place by itself. Communication, release, nourishment, action, rest. And substance and less substance, the body, the skin, and the space around. Allowing that line in our minds to blur, the line between skin and outside skin, letting that line be erased. Maybe washed out with the out-breath. Like gentle waves on the sand. That simplicity might be another good way of practicing today, another good nesting place. To keep warm intimacy with aliveness. Mildly disregarding other concerns. Or we may also possibly feel towards letting the sense of space where there is skin and body and space around the skin and body, letting that sense of space possibly spread out. Resting into a sense of space where body is one of the things happening. In breath, out breath. Are other ways or movements in this space that's wider? Widening. What if what you are is wider? With the body in it. Feeling the sounds, how wide. And just the possibility of resting into space that is limitless with the warm movements of the body in it. Warm movements. Breathing. doing a little less. A little less. Any thoughts or feelings or questions to share?
Yes. Sometimes I can feel like some intensity. And what I notice is when I feel it's getting kind of sharp, more intense, then I have comments like going through my legs, and like it's moving itself. You know, it's like jerking or something like that. So I don't know if it's because I'm not relaxed enough. I don't know.
So she's saying that sometimes there's a sense of intensity, and then she notices as if currents going down the legs and some movements. And she's wondering if it's because of not being relaxed enough. Or, yes, what? Yeah. The first thing I would say is, it could be possible letting intensity arise and a little bit of a feeling of kind of meeting it in a different way, letting the intensity arise and as if kind of sliding back. Often with intensity, there's an unnoticeable kind of bracing that then can not really disturb anything, but sometimes there could be like a, with intensity, more towards trust, that even intensity can be beautiful. And kind of a being more slippery, a little bit.
Emotion.
Slippery. Maybe meeting the intensity in a new way where you feel the slipperiness inside the intensity. And you let your slipperiness and that slipperiness kind of be one ribbon. So your own fluidity more in charge. And that's really subtle, and I've known Julia a long time, so that's why we're having this talking this way. Otherwise, it's no problem. It's not your legs. Nothing wrong with your legs, and also not your legs, like that experience of. Anything?
So an intimacy with myself feels shameful. Let's see.
Can you say more? Maybe a specific example?
And I felt very exposed. And little ninjas came out of the corner.
That quality, sensual, sometimes is sexual also, so not to worry in case. gosh, it's like that, the water that the earth needs. And it needs it because we think it's something to be ashamed of, and but if we could know that walking around like that, just enjoying the sensuality of being a human being, it's like watering dry earth, people, everything. And at the same time, it's the shame is a funny thing. So in one way we can say it doesn't belong, funny old shame, just run along. But there's something in it, not the shame part of it so much, but that sensuality, for example, or any other way we experience the intimacy, the unprotection, unguardedness, it is kind of serious, like powerful, like that. In the old language, archaic language, like feeling fear of God or some kind of reverence for life, that has a place there. So if we can kind of feel where that part of the shame that is partly just, we're not used to reverence in the secular culture. The secular culture bashes reverence. And so if we make room for a reverence for life and feel that sensuality, that we're like this watering can going around, and meanwhile it's so good. So it's not like getting into the superhero costume and watering the planet. But it's good and good and good.
Even the shame is good.
Well, the shame is, as it comes undone, reverence can be left. It's kind of, how can we let it come undone? Gradually getting to know that how good, how wise, body movements from there, how effective thinking from there, how little. What's that? Is that like, oh, too much for me, or what's that? So again, like not being against the protection, which would be the same. like to protect me from the protection in a way that doesn't protect. Just another way where understanding, feeling understanding why we cover up. Because it's so tender. And sometimes just to feel how so tender each person here in the whole world, each person. And how that is to be in that world or in this world that way. No walls. Just letting each person their tenderness utter. Utter tenderness. So that one other way we can try to say it is like that line that I love from the Tao Te Ching of every true perfection seems imperfect, yet is perfectly itself. And we can just really feel how opposite the training is to take what seems imperfect to try to make it seem perfect so that then we earn the right to be ourselves. And then how is that? How is that? How does it feel? And kind of getting, like letting it wash through the body inside and out. How it is when just something strikes you, a sound or even a thought, but maybe something that you see in nature, a person's toe, whatever. How the seeming imperfection is so much, its fullness, its richness, its communication of sort of glory with total simplicity. Maybe this is a good practice, like what doesn't call your attention? Maybe landscape, eyes, what doesn't call your attention? And letting its glory kind of speak. Just pause and let it. And then feel how that washes through, like how it feels in the tissues. Kind of rippling, shimmering down feeling in the body to play with, kind of inviting